Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Who wants a J-O-B or business that doesn't work? When you've tried everything and you haven't succeeded, try something new. Try Solove. Solove, the first true social commerce company ever created. Save money and even make money. Turn being social into commerce. Visit tour.smartsocialphone.com today. Visit tour.smartsocialphone.com today. That's tour.smartsocialphone.com.
You need car insurance. Bad credit? We've got you covered. No credit? We've got you covered. Bad driving record? We've got you covered. Need SR-22? We've got you covered. No driver's license? We've got you covered. If you have good credit, we have got you covered. Don't get caught without being covered. Call Ms. Williams today at 312-635-2445, extension 1, to get immediate coverage. Don't delay. Call 312-635-2445, extension 1, and ask for Ms. Williams right now.
You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you, for March 27th, 2014. This broadcast is designed to service the African-American communities in Chicago and around the world. Today's segment is called CBBN Business Journals. CBBN Business Journals will feature interviews with business owners and other innovators from around the world. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, author of Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions, Book 1, now available on Amazon.com. And you can get your autographed copy of The Tough Questions at AskingYourselfTheToughQuestions.com. I'm also a producer for the series, for this series, and founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. Chicago's Black Business Network is a social media management organization, and we're changing the way that Chicago connects. You can visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Network.com, and be a part of all that we do. We're expecting Mr. Joseph Terry, who is a member of Team Solove, with us today. And Solove wants to know, does your cell phone pay you? I'm willing to bet that you just said no. 75% of the world's population now has access to cell phones. For those of you who are wondering, the world's population is at about 7 billion, China, India, and U.S. in that order. That's not small potatoes. That is big business. That's really, really, really big business. Mr. Terry is not on the line at this time, but we're expecting him very, very, very shortly. And we have coming up, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, we restarted again in January. We have some very great broadcasts coming up. Number one, CN Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, which is on Sunday evenings at 4 p.m. After a long week with your family and all day out Sunday and possibly that after church buffet, you can tune in to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, Miss Austin is an educator, and if you look at some of her shows on Blog Talk, they have been phenomenal. Her content is absolutely wonderful, and her subject matter is of great importance and directed specifically to parents. I want to give you a few examples of what her show contents have been in the past. For instance, bullying. Ms. Austin did a 1- and 2-part series show on bullying. And that, as a matter of fact, those were her first official broadcasts. This week she has coming up The Better Educational Plan, Bush versus Obama, and Ms. Austin has the gift. Last week her show was Overcoming Our Educational Achievement Deficiencies. Before that, yes, you can. Academic Progress Reflects Parental Support. that particular show got a lot of call-ins. And you ask your question, you ask yourself the question, does academic progress reflect parental support? Her show before that was Selecting Schools, the correct type of success. And she went into quite details about that on that particular show. Your adequacy or high quality education, and do you know the difference between adequate quality or high quality education? You know, a lot of people talk that talk, but they're not really walking that walk. And you're not going to really see the results in your children unless you know the difference. We put on a lot of different faces. You can dress it up, paint it up, put a purple wig on it, put some high heels on it. Is it quality? Is it quality? Because it looks glossy. It might have this look. It might talk like it. But in the end of the... You know that 10 minutes before the show started, my Wi-Fi was absolutely perfect. It was acting like the perfect pet. And then, like, 3 minutes before the show, it wanted to go on low and get moody and just flicker and do all those type of things. But we don't let that stop us from getting the message out. We know we can edit that part out, and we know that we keep on going. It's just testing me. It's just a test for me. Back to Ms. Phyllis Austin with Classroom DNA, a premier show. She did a show also that called The Locked Up Effect, Parents in Jail, Children Disconnected. Her show before that was Misled, High Grades, But 3 Years Behind. Ask yourself, and listen to that show if you really cannot answer that question. Do you really know what you're looking at when you look at your children's grades? Do you really know what you're looking at when you're looking at your children's grades? Last week we played part one. As a matter of fact, yesterday, we played bullying part one. Who is your child really sitting next to? I've asked Ms. Austin to do some special broadcasts for us, and hopefully she will do that for us. Number one, when your child won't go to school, what do you do? I have certain answers to that, but I'm not the professional. Ms. Austin is. Number two, I asked her to bring forth for us some information to share with you is gang recruitment. Is that bullying and how that relates to bullying and how, from a professional standpoint, how should you handle your children dealing with this? And this is real. This is absolutely, 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 absolutely real. I want to talk about a new broadcaster that we have, Mr. Anthony Finch. His show is on Sundays at 5:30 p.m., and that's No More Paycheck to Paycheck Living. And I've listened to a couple of Anthony's shows. He's a financial analyst for a major corporation here in Chicago. And he has some involvement, some other business and financial businesses. But what his advice is very, very down to earth. And I listen to his shows and I learn something. I need some help financially. It's not my strong point. And so we always have to be learning to willing and grow. And we also always need to be able to admit that we need help. And we absolutely, absolutely do. No More Paycheck to Paycheck Living offers step-by-step, small steps, manageable steps for your finances. Telling you to save 50% of your check. $5, say something, because right now, and he's telling the truth, and you know he's just probably saying nothing. And you know how that is down the line. To look when you need some money and you have nothing. Say $5, $10. That's it. Save is just to the point, simple. He even had a homework. listen to it in his archive. Go to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. You will see all of our broadcasters listed. You will see all of our shows listed. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network is a thing listed for us. Now, our other show host, which is Molly B., her show is Touch It Up. That is, she says, prepare to be perfected every week. She's talking to people in the beauty industry, very, very specifically to people in the beauty industry. Okay? She does have a health aspect to her shows. But the main thing that we are looking for from Molly B is to be a beauty industry information stream, and that's where she's going with that. She's going to get right down to the real nitty-gritty with the beauty industry. As her show goes along, you'll see many, many topics that apply directly. She's speaking directly to beauty shop, beauty salon, beauty spa owners to assist you in taking your business vision to the next level of success, to assist you in preparing for your retirement. Because you are self-employed, and across the board, you know, I know, the self-employed people have a problem with taxes, they have a problem with Social Security, they have a problem with savings, they have a problem with insurance. All these things are very important on your life. They have a problem with credit because of the way they're managing money come cash mostly, or through credit cards, still a cash flow. So maybe Touch It Up Monday mornings, 10 a.m. Get your coffee. If it's your day off, get your coffee. Relax. You can always listen to these shows in archives as well. Go to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, and you'll see all the show hosts there. You'll see myself there. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, the executive producer. And you will see the show times listed, and you can see all their shows and their archives and the subject matters. And pick the show that applies to what it is that you have an interest in, okay? Particularly if you're a parent, and if Sunday evenings are not the most appropriate time or the best time for you to listen to Classroom DNA with Ms. Phyllis Austin, then pick a time because it's important. It's important. You do know that you were not born a parent. You do know that there are really not a vast amount of parenting classes. So don't think that you are a failure as a parent because you don't know the answers to these questions. You don't even know the questions to ask, some of you. You don't even know there's a problem. Some people don't even think there's a problem, and they're looking right at the problem. You might be looking at the mirror in the mirror at the problem, or you might be looking at the child as a problem, or the adults in the house room, or in the household, or one of the other adults in the family is a problem. But you're looking right at the problem. You don't know what the problem is. You don't know the question, how to solve it. You don't even know how to answer the question. You don't even know it's a problem. But it manifests in that child's behavior, in the way that you behave. Everyone around you is behaving, and it creates a cycle of failure, a complete cycle of failure that needs to stop. It needs to stop. You were not born a parent. So you may well need to get off your ego. Get off your ego and ask some questions and be willing to learn something that will benefit your child. That will benefit your child. My position, and I don't have children, and Larry asked me, do I have children? I said no when I asked her why, you know, about our daughter not going to school. I said no, but I'm not stupid. I know that a 15-year-old child should be going to school. I do know that. And don't you know that too? So she's probably a little bit salty with me now, but that's okay. Maybe it'll benefit her daughter. Get salty, get mad, get whatever you want to get. Your child fail. out your kid. Get all kind of attitude, but get off your ego, and do not let your children fail. If it's your responsibility, who you fooling? Must be fooling yourself. Hate to tell you like that, but that's how I look at it. So, and I talked to Miss Austin about this, and the way that I said it and did it, I said, I'm not the professional. I'm just being Sonya, and that's all I'm going to do, be me. And she told me the way that she would do it, and I was accepting of that because I'm willing to learn, too. She told me the way that she would approach it and how she would talk to the child about why they're not going to school. The person was asking the child, are you going to school today? Excuse me? What? And I just could not accept that. But Ms. Olson had a totally different approach to it. Totally different approach to it. See, that problem started before that morning when she asked that child, was she going to school? I'm on a different tangent than that. That problem started before then. It started a long time ago. But Ms. Austin had a very professional, very respectful to the child and to the approach to it. I'm a little more tough-nosed than that. She had a very, very respectful and very smart, intelligent, as I'm concerned, as far as I know, you know, approach to how she approached that particular situation. So I asked her to do a special show for her, and she's a sweetheart. And she said she would. She can do it, like, the next couple of weeks because she already has her agenda and her programming in there, and that's fine. I wouldn't want her to do that. But I'm looking forward to her sharing her response with you now that you know what my hanky little response is. I'm looking forward to her sharing her response with you, and that would be great. I'm really enjoying her shows. We're looking for a whole group of people, like the Miss Austins and Miss Molly B's and the Anthony Fitches. Those are the newer broadcasts. We have some other shows coming up, educational, theatrical, as well as business, as well as current events, as well as nutritional and health. We have some more broadcasters, and they're preparing to come forth. But we still have the door open. We have the door open. All three of these people are new broadcasters. They're professionals. They own their own businesses. So they have a lot to share. And that's what Chicago's Black Business Radio Network is doing. We're building a platform for their voices and for your voices. We want you to come over and be a part of what we do. Come over and be a part of what we do. If you go to the website, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, you will see information there about how to be a show host with us, how to be a show host with us. There's a lot of generous still available and open. We're going to have a full platform, and new people are welcome. They're welcome. We've all been new. We can all grow into it. They're doing very well. They're doing very well as they grow into it. It's all about what it is you're going to focus in. It's all about what you're going to focus in. It's all about how much effort you want to be. Because when you go to this broadcast, when you go online to a live broadcast, wherever you are, we are on the air right now, this will be kept in our archives. It will be broadcast over and over and over again, although I'll clip out that little FUBU that was in the middle with my Wi-Fi going nuts. And it will be broadcast over and over again. So you have to be careful about what it is that you want to, what did you want to do. A lot of people speak passionately about what they do. I talk to hundreds of people call me. They're passionate about what it is they do. They care about children. They care about the seniors. They care about what's going on in the country. They do care. But it takes a step beyond that. Caring is great. Caring is great, but it requires action. A lot of people cannot commit. They think they can, but they cannot. If you say that I'm going to broadcast my show every morning at noon, every morning at 11 a.m., get my times right there, then that's where you need to be. It has to be a commitment on your part that you're going to do this in order to build your listening base. Oh, I'm going to broadcast at 9 a.m. today, and then I'll do it at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And next Thursday I'll do it at 1 p.m. Well, you can do all of those things if you just want to do it from the archives. But what we're looking for, we're looking for people who want to make a commitment and make a commitment to that particular time slot. As a matter of fact, we have a show coming forth that's going to be broadcast right out of one of Chicago Public Schools, and we're very excited about that. And we're looking forward to that show coming up in April. So there's a lot of room for a lot of different things to take place here. Eventually, with those that can make those time commitments, we're going to live stream the shows. But we're putting together the platform, and we're putting together the network now, and we want you to come and join us. Bring your ideas. I'm willing to listen to it. Go to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, and there's a survey you will find there so that you can share your ideas with us about what it is you want to do, what type of programming you are interested in. Complete that, and we'll take a look at that, and we'll contact you, and we'll talk about it. Now, our shows are broadcast right here on the Blog Talk platform, which is a very, very simple platform. I like using it. They have a Blog Talk University, which will train you. We're not training you. The Blog Talk University can do it 1,000 times better. There's no charge for that. So there's a platform for you to learn and do it on a very, very part-time basis. I would say your time commitment as far as, you know, arranging for guests, arranging for your show, and actually broadcasting your show probably is 3 hours a week, you know. In the beginning, I would not say that it may not be a little bit more for you when you're in your learning curve and when you're learning the broadcast, but I think that once you get going and you get your formatting, your programming down, I think that probably about 3 hours maximum a week, you can do this. You can get your message out. You can share some great information. I think that people have some phenomenal experiences, and they're not being heard, and they do need to be heard, and you may be one of them. And if you are, please go to the website and complete the survey and come over and join us. We have room for you. And what I'm going to say, and you know, basically in closing out, which I may talk a little bit about my book, I'm inviting you to come in now. I have a vision. This is my business. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network is my business. Chicago's Black Business Network is my business. We're a social media training organization. We handle social media management now. And Blog Talk Radio, podcast, radio is a social media tool that you need to learn to utilize to get your message to a broader audience. It's a social media tool. That's exactly what it is. And we're training these broadcasters to utilize this social media tool. And then they can grow anywhere from that. You put it on a resume just like you do anything else. So we're looking forward to having some great broadcasters come through under our wings, if I may say, and you know, just going forth and doing some wonderful things and sharing what it is that they know, their knowledge. You can write about it. Writing about it is great. I put out a advertisement this week called The Power of Sound. The power of sound is extraordinary. When people listen, sometimes it's easier to digest. It provokes emotions in a different way through sound. Writing does it too. You can read something and get totally emotional, break down, cry, anything. It could lead to a whole lot of things, reading different passages, different books, the news, whatever the case may be. The power of sound is a social media tool that we're dealing with. I put out an advertisement this week, and you can also go to my website, Chicago's Black Business Network, the Chicago with the S, CHICAGOS, Chicago's Black Business Network. And you can look at that advertisement. You got a $99 package on 100 commercials that we not only play on our network, we play it on like 4 other networks. So that's a phenomenal deal that we want to share and get out. I was speaking to a young man yesterday who is in a phenomenal business. I hope to get to work with him about the difficulty that small and struggling businesses have. And they need more money, but you got to advertise. And if you don't ever understand that, you're never going to make it. You got to advertise. So they're stuck in a hard place because their money's so low, they can't advertise. You can't advertise. Where do you get more customers? Where do you get your name heard? Where do you get your name branded? Got to do some different things. You got to learn some different methods. We did a Twitter for Beginners webinar. You don't know the power of Twitter. There are over 800 million people on Twitter. You don't know the power of Twitter. And some people are not willing to learn, but that's on you. That's on you. Social media is something that small business needs to get neck deep in. Final thing. Thank you for listening to me. I'm not sure what happened to Joe Terry. I'm wishing him the best, and I hope that he's well. But we're going to schedule another interview with Joe Terry, who is a team member of Solovay. And I hope that he's well, because I do want you to know how to get paid to use your cell phone. It's very important. It's a multi-billion dollar business. And you need to know how to get paid on that end, on your end. Now, I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, author of Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions. And it is available on Amazon.com. And I think I've asked some tough questions pretty much today. I look forward to talking to you on that broadcast. We're doing some broadcasts on that network as well, tough questions. And I look forward to you answering some of the tough questions. But more than that, please go to the website, askingourselvesthetoughquestions.com, and answer some of the tough questions. It's tough, I know. AskingOurselvesTheToughQuestions.com. And pick up a copy of the book. Have a book discussion on it. Take it to the coffee shop. Have a discussion on it. Take it to the meeting. You're sitting around the house. Take it out. Have a discussion. I appreciate your time. Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Network.com, executive producer of Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon. You have a great day.